USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Independence was achieved from Great Britain following the Revolutionary War. The 13 American colonies severed their political connections to Great Britain. The Founding Fathers sealed the Declaration on 4 July 1776, and that makes the country 246 years old as of today. It's a national holiday with the usual suspects being closed for the celebrations. President Reagan from early 1981.
Why, for so many years, we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth.
The United States Football League has their first champions. The Birmingham Stallions beat Philadelphia 33-30 last night. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
On Sunday morning, Long Island, New York lifeguard Zach Gallo waded into the water and pretended to be a swimmer in distress for training purposes. However, Gallo stopped acting as his pleas for help became dangerously real when he was attacked by a small shark. The beaches in the area were closed, but should reopen today as lifeguards and drone equipment will be monitoring the waters just offshore. With President Biden disrespecting the United States and the Supreme Court on NATO's world stage last week, it's no wonder the president's approval rating has dropped 20 points since last year's Independence Day. President Biden's handlers put out a tweet over the weekend, essentially telling gas station owners to lower their prices. The president continues to blame Putin for the energy catastrophe under his watch. The second wealthiest man in the world knows a little something about free enterprise. Jeff Bezos tweeted back, "Inflation is far too important a problem for the White House to keep making statements like this." End quote. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Comments buzzing around the solar system and beyond have mystified humanity forever, but with the James Webb Space Telescope beginning science operations on July 12th, scientists hope to unravel secrets about these icy objects. The James Webb Telescope, powerful infrared instruments, will be trained on 3 comets in the solar system. 2 are known comets, and 1 is anticipation of discovering another one by pointing to the Oort cloud in the outskirts of the solar system. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, retired Rear Admiral in the United States Navy, serving as coordinator for the strategic communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby was on Fox News overnight giving the Biden administration's assessment of the war.
The goal is to make sure that Ukraine can continue to defend itself and can defend its sovereignty and its territorial integrity. And you heard the president talk about this at NATO just a few days ago. We don't want to see Ukraine defeated by Russia. And that's why we are continuing to rush aid and assistance. Now, more than $7 billion worth of assistance. That's just from the United States alone to Ukraine. It's time for the United States to continue to support Ukraine, and that's what we're doing. Mr. Zelensky, President Zelensky, he gets to determine how victory is decided and when and on what terms. And what we're going to do is continue to make sure that he can succeed on the battlefield so that he can succeed at the table. But even President Zelensky will tell you the time is not now for those discussions.
This is USA Radio News.